As most of you know, this is, will be the last overflow, so this is an emotional night for some of us here that have been going here for many years. And, you know, we see a lot of faces here that we haven't seen in a couple years or just a long time, which is really exciting too. So for the last couple weeks at Overflow, we've been going through the book of Philippians. For each day, we've been going through a chapter. And today we're going through the last chapter of Philippians, which is Philippians 4. So I'll read the first part now, which is Philippians 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And by the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So in the first part of the chapter, Paul says that we shouldn't be anxious about anything. And notice it doesn't say we shouldn't be stressed about anything, because there is a really good, important difference between stress and anxiety. Stress is, which a lot of people don't think it is, stress is an important gift from God. Because if you think about it, if we never got stressed about anything, then we would never prepare ourselves for, like, if we didn't get stressed for, like, an important job interview, then we wouldn't prepare for that important job interview because we wouldn't be nervous that we would do badly. But anxiety usually is not like that at all. We just get anxious about things that really don't matter, or we can even get anxious about things that are in the past and already happened. So Paul says in the verse, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So here, God is inviting us to pray about even the most small things in our life. Because often we pray, and we pray about the really important things, like, God, please let me do good in this school project so I can get a good grade and I can do good. But God invites us to pray about everything, even the really small things in our life. He writes, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. He also says here that we should let our petitions be known to God. Petitions here meaning our specific requests from God. Many times we feel nervous going to God over things that feel insignificant in our lives, such as, like, God, I'm driving to the gas station and I don't want to get in a car accident because it's slippery. Like, you don't, like, you feel like God has more important things to be doing than, you know, listening to your prayers about small things. But God does actually want us to pray about even the really small things like that. The passage says that we should thank God in thanksgiving. So not only should we thank God for what he already has done for us, but we should thank him for the promises that we know he is going to fulfill. So why should we be thankful? God is preparing an existence for us that is eternal. And we get there, everything that we've wondered or any questions that we've had about our life are going to be answered. Such as, like, why are things so difficult daily? But, like, not even just smaller questions like that. Like, why is there a Holocaust going on in China, but no one's talking about it and no one really seems to want to do anything about it? Paul says in Romans 8 that the sufferings of the current time are not worthy to be compared of the glory that will be revealed in us. But what could be so great, so wonderful, and so glorious that it will make right the ugliest evils of this existence? Paul says that it is the inheritance that is coming our way if we believe. We can lose anything in our lives, but if we have Christ, it is like we've lost nothing at all. Paul writes that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So God wants to make a deal with us. If we pray to him and we lay out our problems, we will receive peace and he will guard our hearts. And this is God's peace. This peace cannot come from any earthly thing or possession. This can only come from God. So as we're going through the most difficult trials and tribulations in our life, while the people around us may be going crazy trying to figure out what they're going to do, God can give us a peace which surpasses anything you're going through. So the next part of this chapter is Philippians 4, 11 through 13, which says, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. So here, Paul is writing about being content in all situations, whether wealthy or poor. And it's important to remember that Paul is in prison at the time that he's writing this, and that has to be one of the hardest times to be content with what is going on around you. So a key point here is that Paul learned to be content over time. He didn't just decide that he would be content one day. And we get mad at ourselves because we struggle to be content in the tough situations, but we got to stop getting frustrated with ourselves because it's impossible to be content overnight. And then Paul also writes that he's content whether wealthy or poor. And it's hard to understand why one would be, or it would be a struggle to be content when you're wealthy because you have pretty much anything you want. But Matthew 19:24 says, again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. So when you have a lot in your life, you start to not feel the need for God as much anymore. So you feel like you don't need God in your life, so you just think that you have your own thing going on. So then you forget about God. Paul also writes here, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. And this verse is difficult because a lot of people think that it means one thing because it's constantly taken out of context. But if you look at the context, it seems that Paul's actually talking about being able to be content in all situations through Jesus. Not to say that you can't do all things through Jesus, but I don't think that that's what Paul meant. And looking at the context, that's what would make sense. So the ending of this is Philippians 4, 14 through 19. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, I was sent out from Macedonia. Not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me more aid than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And my God will meet your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. So here Paul is reminiscing along the different churches that he had been with. And none of them had supported him financially except the Philippian church. And Paul's takeaway was not that the Philippians were better because they gave him gifts, but that God will meet your needs in life, whatever they may be. So something that we as Christians need to do is not confuse our needs with greed. We often think, God, please supply me with this. I really need this. When in reality, it may just be something that we want. So as we go on with our week and with our rest of our time, I challenge everyone to try to remain humble and content and to pray with thanksgiving. Will you pray with me? Dear God, this is a difficult time for many of us as we have memories with overflow and we've gone here for years and years and many years for some of us. But as we move on to the rest of our lives, God, we hope that you're with us and that we do the right thing that's in your will for us to do, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen.